I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Smoke and flames were visible at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport this morning as the facility conducted a full-scale mass casualty disaster drill. The FAA-mandated exercise included firefighters, law enforcement, rescue personnel, and scores of volunteers. It was designed to test the effectiveness and preparedness of the airport's emergency response plans and procedures. Federal Aviation Administration requirements call for airports to conduct such full-scale drills at least once every 3 years. Today's drill at Hartsfield-Jackson recreated a scenario in which an aircraft was on fire with 150 passengers inside. The drill began at 8:30 this morning and concluded during the 11 a.m. hour. Federal investigators say Georgia's Department of Transportation is partially responsible for the fire that caused a section of I-85 to collapse last year. According to the AJC, the report released yesterday by the National Transportation Safety Board says GDOT's decision to store construction materials under the bridge increased the risk of fire. The collapse on March 30th last year affected 350 feet in each direction of a busy section of Interstate 85, complicating Atlanta's notorious traffic for 6 weeks. GDOT said in a statement that it cooperated in the preparation of the NTSB's report and appreciates the valuable guidance. Well, the Georgia Republican Party has paid more than $500,000 to settle a racial discrimination lawsuit filed by a former staff member. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
The lawsuit centers around executive assistant Kiana Keith, who worked under former GOP chairman John Padgett. Keith says she heard coworkers call her a racial slur and humiliate her while she was working for the GOP in 2014. She then says she was fired after complaining about her coworkers' behavior. All told, the party will spend around $1 million on legal fees involving the case, including more than $500,000 for Keith and her attorneys. According to the AJC, the settlement comes at a time of financial strain for the Georgia GOP, mainly due to problems attracting donors and unpaid legal debts. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A new report finds that the ransomware attack that hit the city of Atlanta last month could end up costing millions of dollars to fix. The hacker group behind the attack initially demanded a $50,000 ransom to restore city systems, but WSB reports the city has already spent nearly $2.7 million on 8 emergency contracts. That includes 2 contracts totaling more than $1 million to help restore the city's information management and municipal court systems. City officials have remained tight-lipped on the state of the ransom since the attack occurred on March 23rd. And despite a couple of freezes last month, Middle Georgia peach growers are expecting a good crop this year. Area peach agent Jeff Cook told the Telegraph that the March freeze killed a large portion of the early peach varieties that were already blooming, but he says the rest of the crop is in good shape. Cook says he expects about a 20% crop loss from the March freezes this year. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.